Well, that's a tough position to be in. Parents always think that they will leave before the child. But that's not always the case. So let's pray for her in her grief, in her troubled time. If you have your Bibles, we're gonna just go to one small passage. 1 Thessalonians. 1 Thessalonians. Now, if the preacher man can get some participation, we're gonna get out of here real quick. If we get some participation in here, we're gonna move quickly. 1 Thessalonians, the 5th chapter, we're going to key in on the 18th verse. 1 Thessalonians. Chapter 5. 1 Thessalonians, 18th verse. I was going to stop at the semicolon, but I got to go a little further. In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. In everything. Give thanks in everything. Give thanks. You may be seated. As I forgot, it's the Thanksgiving season. Got crossed up on my Sunday. Giving thanks in an unthankful world. Giving thanks in an unthankful world. Our world used to be full of things. No matter how small of a gift you would give your neighbor, they would appreciate it so immensely. They would be telling you thank you 2 months later. And every time you would run across them, they would say, thank you. Your reply would be, you've already told me thank you, but you don't have to keep thanking me. But they would, every time they would see you, they would just say, thank you. And their reply to you would be, I can't thank you. Oh, come go with me here. I think I have someone can identify with what I'm saying here, that they would say thank you, and each time you would see them, they would always say, matter of fact, you can be across on one side of the street, and they're on the other side of the street, they're waving and they're saying, thank you. It used to be where they were so grateful until they couldn't do enough for you. Because their gratitude was so high, because they were so thankful for the gift that you were able to help them. You just don't know what you do for some folk. You don't know what position some folk are in. You don't know how the blessing that you have given someone, how far it takes them, or what that blessing that you have given have pulled them out of. Have anybody given you a blessing and it pulled you out of a little hole? They didn't know that you needed it, but God sent it through them to you. And what they gave you is what you needed that would get you through the week. And you would say, thank you. Oh, come go with me here. Maybe I'm the only one in the house. I have been blessed with a gift that brought them and took them through the week, and you can make it to the next week because God had another plan for you. Yes. But now we don't live in that kind of a world. Folk think that what you do, you ought to do it for them. You will give from your heart and they receive from their feet. Gratefulness have been distorted. We no longer care like we used to care. We really no longer pray like we used to pray. Watch closely. Reverend, you're telling me to be thankful in all things? In all things. God allows COVID to show up on the shores of every country in the world. We're still wearing masks. Some of us have had pneumonia and COVID. And God has brought us through. Somebody can say, Reverend, that's just enough for me to be thankful. As I say all the time, we've touched the COVID virus. We've sat by the COVID virus. We've sat in the COVID virus. And some of us still had not caught the virus. That ought to be enough to say, thank you. God has protected me thus far. And I'm praying that he will move continuously in my behalf. We have children, some of us, that no longer live in our home. But God is taking care of them. Yes. And we ought to be able to say, thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
If you don't have children, you got nieces and nephews. Close friends, cousins and cousins. You got friends and haters. You ought to be able to say, thank you. Thank you, Master, for my church family. Thank you, Master, for what you've given me. And sometimes we get so caught up because we think God ought to just give it to us. And then we get so ungrateful, we think that there's no blessing unless you give it. God is saying, you know, I've been giving you a long time. We sang the song, God Bless America. God been blessing America a long time. When will America turn around and bless the God who's been blessing America? I wish I had some help in the house. God bless America. Well, when we gonna start blessing God, who have taken care of America through her ups and her downs? In the midst of her turmoil, when we gonna start blessing God? I'm thankful of the special things that God has done for me.
Yes,
Watch closely. We all have different special things that we can thank God for in our lives. There are some on this side, God has worked out some things for you, and some behind me, God has worked out some things for you. On the right side, God has worked out some things. Watch closely. In this year, some of us have lost some dear loved ones. But God says, give thanks. Even in the midst of death, we got to learn and know how to praise God through our pain.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
So he can deliver us. If God is all you have, then you have all you need.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
If God is all you have, you have all you need. If God is all I have, Reverend, you tell me, if God is all I have, this is all I need? That was a conversation. Took place between Satan and God.
Thank you for listening to the radio broadcast of Pleasant Green Baptist Church Media Outreach Ministry with Pastor Michael H. Grimes. We pray his words of hope bless you and lifted you up. Come and visit with us. We're located on Willow Glen River Road across from Frank O'Hanna Park in Alexandria, Louisiana. Join us on Sundays for Sunday school at 8 a.m., morning worship at 9 a.m., and on Tuesday nights for Bible study at 6 p.m. Our heart's desire and prayer is that the world might be saved and disciples are made. Grace, peace, and mercy until our next broadcast. We are moving from membership to discipleship.
And now, today's weather. Well, Tuesday's going to bring abundant sunshine to central Louisiana and surrounding areas. Expect a high at 65 and an overnight low at 40. Sunny and 63 is the afternoon high in Natchez, Mississippi. Overnight lows at 42. Lake Charles will be sunny. Expect a high temperature at 67. Overnight lows at 47. Sunny and 63 in Monroe. Overnight lows at a chilly 38. Shreveport will have sunshine with a high at 66 and an overnight low at 45. That's how it stacks up for Tuesday. I'm Wade Hampton.
KQJO, St. Joseph Natchez 99.3.
They say this mountain.